Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1. What is behind a surge in the diagnosis of ADHD among children in certain parts of the country? Well, the Minister in charge of Mental Health, Mary Butler, told a HSE-hosted conference this week that up to 70% of referrals in one child and adolescent mental health team in Cork was due to ADHD, or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. She indicated that the increased number of presentations was driving up the waiting list for CAMHS services, and she told the conference that the waiting lists had increased from 3,500 in November before the election to 4,200 after the election, with some children waiting 18 months to be seen. Let's get some insight into what is going on now and speak with Dr. Lorcan Martin, who is president of the College of Psychiatrists. Good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Justin.
Maybe you could start by telling us what is ADHD and why are our mental health services are seeing so many extra children now presenting with it?
I suppose in a nutshell, ADHD is as the name suggests, a difficulty with attention and concentration, and then also issues around, you know, hyperactivity, inability to stick with one particular thing and so on. But the problem with ADHD diagnosis is that it can cross over with many other disorders. And I suppose we need to differentiate between the diagnosis of ADHD and an increase in the referrals for ADHD, and they're not quite the same thing. There's certainly an increased awareness of it, and as such, we are seeing more children who actually have ADHD. There's no doubt about that. However, what's also happening is that not every child with concentration difficulties or distractibility or hyperactivity has ADHD, but the increased awareness coupled with kind of the social media culture of making ADHD the go-to when they do occur mean that people are often being referred for ADHD assessment without necessarily having had the other assessments that need to happen first. So you're going to see a big surge in ADHD referrals and almost certainly an increase in diagnoses, but the two aren't necessarily the same thing.
Okay, so can you give us then a picture of the cases that do present for referrals? Are these children primarily with significant disorders, or are we talking about a range of a spectrum, I suppose, or a range of different degrees of severity?
You're absolutely right there. And I suppose with all mental health difficulties, it's on a spectrum. And CAMHS, or Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service, deals with the moderate to severe illness. And it's reckoned about 2% of children in the country require psychiatric input at that level. But up to 20% will have some mental health difficulties. And the sort of things that may present with concentration difficulties or, you know, distractibility could be maybe specific learning difficulties such as dyslexia or reading problems. It could be things like bullying. It could be abuse, it could be intellectual disability that hasn't been diagnosed. So there's a wide range of things that may cause symptoms which might look like ADHD. But what's happening at the moment is that people are being referred for ADHD assessment without necessarily having had the other assessments first. And that is kind of overloading the CAMHS system, which really should be dealing with that top 2% that I was talking about of the moderate to severe illness.
But if you're a parent of a child who maybe has been told by a teacher that the child is displaying some of the signs of ADHD, and those parents are going to be worried about their child, what are they supposed to do? What is the alternative to CAMHS?
Well, now that's a really interesting question. I suppose the first point of contact generally is your primary care physician, your general practitioner. What should really be happening in a primary care level is a wide range of interventions for children, which would address many of the other difficulties before they ever need to get to CAMHS. Unfortunately, that's not in place. So, you know, for example, enhanced disability services, enhanced psychology, whether it's primary care psychology or educational psychology, other counsellors, family therapists, people addressing other mental health difficulties. And I think if they were in place, well, then that would start to filter out some of the children who don't require psychiatry. And I mean, bear in mind that, you know, ADHD, once diagnosed, is something that will require a lot of input. Very often it will require medication and constant monitoring. So it is quite resource intensive. Once you get to a situation where you actually are diagnosed, then you require the proper treatment. And that usually is within a child psychiatric service. But bearing in mind, CAMHS also manages many other things, such as, you know, depression, psychosis, eating disorders, and so on.
Yes. So if we are seeing then a surge in the diagnosis of ADHD in children in certain parts of the country, is it possible that there is an overdiagnosis of ADHD going on?
It's unlikely that it's an overdiagnosis. It's far more likely that there just is this peak in referrals. Now, there's certainly an increase in the number of diagnoses, but I wouldn't say they're being overdiagnosed. I think it's just we now have an increased awareness of it. So inevitably, once there's a more awareness of a disorder, we start to see the diagnoses going up because people start to come forward who may not have been identified before. But we do need to differentiate between the increase in diagnoses and the really large increase in referrals.
But all of this then impacts on the caseload of the CAMHS teams. So what needs to happen to deal with that?
Well, I suppose, you know, one of the difficulties about a waiting list is, you know, when demand, you know, outpaces the supply. And we've had a number of difficulties, I suppose. One is an increase in population and increasing complexity of presentations to CAMHS. We still have far fewer CAMHS teams than we should. We're still operating on about 75% of what we should have. And many of those are incomplete. So you might be missing vital components, maybe a psychologist, an occupational therapist. In some cases, you may even be missing a permanent specialist consultant. So, you know, that's one of the difficulties. And yet everything comes to CAMHS, even though we already have fewer teams than we should have, and they may not be complete teams. So in terms of what you do with this, well, I suppose obviously investment in the CAMHS service. And, you know, I know I'm aware there has been some increase in budget, and we always welcome that, but it probably needs to be significantly more. But also budgets need to be ring-fenced for CAMHS. As opposed to just being part of the mental health budget, which unfortunately remains a very small percentage of the overall health budget. We need properly trained teams. So if you have somebody in a team, they should be properly trained to deal with child and adolescent mental health difficulties, as opposed to just having a body in a job. So that's a really important bit. And, you know, properly structured teams with good governance are also really important.
All right, Dr. Lorcan Martin, President of the College of Psychiatrists, thank you very much for speaking with us today.